mitigating factor for me in the Giant loss last night was the fact that the Yankees finally won a game. They go into Toronto, or not Toronto, excuse me. They go into Tampa Bay, losing, struggling, fighting back, find a way to win 6-4. Carota gets the win. Soriano, the save. Huge, monumental win last night. Can't stress how big it was.
So they had to get off the
Schneid.
You know, it's funny. You wonder if it benefited him knowing that no one was watching. That everybody was watching the Giants game in New York. Everybody was watching the Giants game around the world. And there are 13 people in the Tampa stands.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like, you got to figure, you know, you're in a huge pressure cooker. You haven't won a game. The media is going crazy. You know, it's got to be good if you're the Yankees to know, listen, the Giants are getting the back page regardless tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a deep breath and go and win this one.
Right. And I think that's helped even more by the fact that
that the Giants
it's
lost.
No, but I'm saying it's a brief respite because what's coming is by far the most important series the Yankees will play all year. Four games in Baltimore. Baltimore lost last night, so the Yankees have regained the AL East lead. They're up one game with four in Camden Yards.
Which, by the way, four in Camden Yards, a huge series.
That is not as terrifying as it should be.
No. I was going to take the other angle. Not necessarily terrifying, but from an atmosphere perspective, big time playoff atmosphere in Camden Yards, which nobody's seen since Cal Ripken was wearing the jersey.
Yeah, who knows what to expect there? In 97, if I was like, the Yankees got to go four games in Camden Yards, I'd be like, oh man.
Right.
In 2012, it's like, the Yankees got to go play in Camden Yards. Hope there's a bunch of people there.
Yeah, I mean, but just, I'm talking
they
strictly.
They got good barbecue in right field.
They've been selling out their games within like the last month or so. Which is good. I guess you have to give the O's fans a little bit of slack, cut them a little slack. It's been 15, 20 years. They've just had their hearts torn out every season before the All-Star break. Give them a little slack to get back on to fall back in love again.
Let me ask you, can you really have your heart torn out if you know going in your team's going to be no good?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've done it. You're the one who's going to speak from experience here, not me.
I've had it happen. Because you know they're good, but you still have, well, maybe. You know, maybe Justin Turner, maybe you fool yourself into hoping. Exactly. It's a false hope.
There's some value here, guys. They might be. No, they're not. They're not good.
And it actually hurts even more because then you just have to wait and wait and wait for football season, just tuning in occasionally to watch your team lose.
Ugh.
However, just from an aesthetics point of view, that is a great ballpark.
It's a great ballpark.
And if it's full, if it's rocking, it's gonna be an unbelievable atmosphere. That's gonna be a fantastic must-watch series.
I'd worry though about the ratio between Yankee fans to Oriole fan, because historically the past couple of years the Yankees go in there, it's a lot of Yankee fans, but
it's
the Orioles have been terrible
fans.
So I'm interested tonight to see the split between Yankee Oriole fans and what I can only assume is going to be a volatile,
right?
Because
you get a lot of dudes from Jersey who actually, because it's so expensive to go to Yankee. It's like $9
for
a Baltimore versus Yankees game when I was living in Washington D.C. and it was almost a 50-50 split. And I started talking to a guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Yeah, we only come to the Yankees, Yankee games when they're playing Baltimore because you can get these seats for $15.
Yeah.
They cost $250 at the stadium, and the drive from somebody who lives in mid-Jersey is not crazy different."
Right. So it's going to be an interesting thing. I mean, it's difficult to tell what to expect from the Yankees. Phelps is going to go tonight. And
that's a bummer.
That is a bummer. This
Yankee team you guys keep throwing out, it sounds like, if you just go off last names, you're like Pierce. Yeah.
Knicks. These are not Yankee names.
Exactly.
These are Met names.
These are freaking Astro names. It's like, wait, Knicks? Is that Lance Knicks? Like, what is going on here?
The Yanks are going to have Phelps, Hughes, Sabathia, Garcia over the next four games against the Orioles.
Biggest start of Hughes' career?
One of the biggest.
I think, absolutely.
Yeah. I think this is without a question, I think, the most important series that the Yankees could play, even going forward.
I would say that this is the biggest start because, he's probably had a playoff start or two. I can't recall off the top of my melon. I'm not a, a diehard Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. But he was playing with house money as the young stud. He was coming off that 18-win season. This is his, you know, what are we getting from Phil Hughes going forward? We have to make decisions on Phil Hughes going forward. Does he have it or does he not have it? Because there is no more up-and-down pitcher in Major League Baseball than Phil Hughes.
And he's got to be up tonight. I mean, the Yankees have got to get some starting pitching. But even more than the starting pitching, they have to... You know, I say they have to start hitting with runners in scoring position. It's not going
to
happen.
They have to get some runners in scoring position.
But we haven't seen it yet. They haven't hit with runners in scoring position yet. So I just think this is it's a weird thing for me to say as a Yankee fan, but we're just going to, you know, throw it out there and see what happens. You know, it's hard to have a game plan here because you don't know what you're going to get from your starting pitching. You know that you're not going to get base hits with runners in scoring position. So what the hell's going to happen? I don't have a clue.
We're going to shuffle
up the cards and deal and see what happens.
You want to say, listen, you know, it's a no-name hodgepodge in that rotation for the Orioles, which is true, but they've been pitching pretty effectively. And you want to say, well, the Yankees are going to throw out some aces. Aside from CeCe, they have a hodgepodge rotation themselves. And then you want to say, well, they'll just hit their way through it. But you have too many guys hitting in the 230s in that starting lineup. You have Russell Martin bouncing in and out of that lineup who had a huge game
last night for the win last night from Russell Martin. But
you want to look at guys, and it's funny, on a quick side note, you know, before we cut out here, guys down the stretch who need to play up to get paid. Play up so people will pay up. You're looking at Russell Martin has just got himself the league minimum from his performance this season. Curtis Granderson was sitting on like a $100 million contract. That is getting flushed down the toilet as he continues to plummet in the second half of this season. Nick Swisher's looking for a deal. He's actually one of the only guys who is hitting with runners in scoring position, but he's still sitting in the mid-270s. I mean, there's a lot of guys not only playing for the team, but playing for contracts that really need to turn it around right now.
Well, not just for contracts, for standing. I mean, this is it. This is it. This is the make it or break series. What do you prediction before we jump out of here?
I think the Orioles take it.
Three to one.
Orioles in Camden Yards with the Yankees in the house. That thing is going to sell out. I think they go 3-1.
Taking the Yanks 3-1. I believe.
Hey, listen, I respect it. I don't believe it.
I believe, Bricks. We're coming back. Full NFL preview.
Two guys, one mic.